President Barack Obama has pushed agencies to make their job application processes quicker and better. He's told them to hire more veterans and people with disabilities. And his administration has changed the ways that young people can enter the federal government. Now, our next guest knows the impact of this last change well. As a senior lecturer at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, Linda Bilmes teaches students keenly interested in public policy, and she joins us now to talk about this hiring initiative. Good morning, Ms. Bilmes.
Good morning.
So from your perspective there at Harvard, has the Obama administration's attempts to make it easier for students and recent graduates to join the government had any sort of impact?
Well, I think that certainly the recent hiring reforms are a step in the right direction, and the Pathways program provides an intern program. It provides a better way for recent graduates to hire. It expands veterans' preference, and very importantly, it expands and improves somewhat the PMF program. So I think, you know, those things are all good, as well as getting rid of some of the real flaws in the old system, like the rule of three. I think those are all steps in the right direction, but there is still a pretty long way to go.
And what is the rule of three?
The rule of three was a kind of anachronism in which the candidates wrote a long series of essays and went through various systems. So eventually the supervisor had to choose from the top three on a very anachronistic rating scale.
That's the old KSAs, I guess, they're trying to undo. So with some of those barriers removed, is there any evidence that young people are entering the federal workforce where, in fact, there are openings?
Well, I think the improvements are definitely positive. However, we are operating in a situation where the uncertainty over the budget and these continuing resolutions, which go on and on and on, mean that we've kind of had one step forward and two steps back. And you have a situation where my students try and they have, in theory, they think they're going to be hired, but then the agencies don't know whether they're going to have enough money to have interns. They don't know if they're going to have enough money for that program that they want to hire. They don't know if they're going to be able to take a PMF. So there's a lot of uncertainty and confusion. And what I experience is that my students say, well, I mean, two things. First of all, they are not sure whether they're actually going to have a job because the agency says we love you, but we don't know about the money. And, you know, secondly, it's very difficult, I think, to hire the best and the brightest students when the attitude is still a kind of Fed-bashing attitude, when essentially the government is saying, hey, we want you to come and do really interesting and important work. And by the way, we probably won't raise your pay for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and you're going to be bashed in the media, and political candidates will take pot shots at you, and your department might be shut down. I mean, that's kind of a hard sell for,
course,
you know, top Harvard graduates who have a lot of options.
And at the same time, I was just going to note there was a story yesterday in one of the papers saying that for people that clerk for the year, students that clerk for a Supreme Court justice can get hiring bonuses at law firms of up to $280,000. So I guess that kind of tilts the balance away from government a little bit in those cases.
Well, you know, I think that if you look back, I've recently done a lot of research and published a paper on what the founders said about the federal government service. And they really believe that one of our strongest incentives for potentially good public servants was high regard from the public. Even though they could earn higher salaries in the private sector work, the fact that they would be held in such high esteem by the public was going to be a major source of attraction. And they also argued that one of the key features that is needed in a government to attract the best quality people was what they called steady administration. Now, we have made some progress, and I think John Berry at OPM has done a tremendous job in sort of pushing in a very difficult environment to try and make the easier, more straightforward pathways, and many agencies are trying to cut their hiring cycle. But the environment is still, I think, very, very difficult. And I see all of my students thinking, well, that sounds like an interesting job, but, you know, I don't know, you know, I mean, I might be better going to, you know, fill in the blank, you know, Gates Foundation, Rand Corporation, McKinsey, or whatever.
We're speaking with Linda Bilmes, a senior lecturer in public policy at the Harvard Kennedy School, and talking about the Pathways Initiative and other hiring reforms that are targeted towards getting young people in the federal government. Now, I'm curious because of the students that you have worked with or the graduates, those who do join the government, are they finding that the work is gripping enough or the rewards are great enough that they're actually sticking around? Or do they very quickly leave and go to someplace like the Gates Foundation?
You know, it is a mixed bag. A number of them are very happy working in the government and have had very good jobs. Some of them have run into problems of one sort or another, you know, mostly because the government is not flexible enough to accommodate certain things that they were hoping for, and so they've left and they have been snapped up by you know, private sector companies. I think that a lot of it has to do with the supervision that they get in government. And of course, if, as you know, Scott Gould and I wrote the book that came out in 2009, The People Factor, Strengthening America by Investing in Public Service, in which we looked at companies that were leaders in hiring in HR people. And what we found was that these companies really don't stop at the hiring door. I mean, these companies hire very carefully, they train very carefully, they develop skills, they mentor, they treat their workers like assets, not like cost. And in the government, what I have seen from my students in the government, some of them have landed in very good situations where they are mentored and they're working for supervisors who they respect and who have time for them. And in some cases, they are working for agencies where they have very little supervision, and they tend to leave not so much because not because of money, but because they feel that they're not learning, they're not staying at the cutting edge. And if you're in your 20s, that's a really important thing to feel.
Well, could government be being a little too hard on itself? Because there's a general sense, I think, in young workers nowadays versus a generation, maybe two generations ago, of mobility. When you join a place, you don't even expect to be there very long. Far cry from so-called old days when, you know, there was this kind of cradle-to-grave career mentality.
Well, I mean, that's absolutely right. And young people today are very interested in working in a variety of sectors. They typically want to work in the public, the nonprofit, and the for-profit sector. And I think which is realistic, because if you look at the way most services are provided, even if you're public service minded, most services around the country are provided by a network of public and private and nonprofit organizations. So they want to experience all of those different sectors. And the government has not created the kind of flexibility that would enable somebody to go into government, go out of government, go back into government, and which is the way that most students, this generation, imagine that they would like their careers to be.
A lot of the challenges that we've just been talking about are really outside of the control of agencies or even the White House. But when it comes to looking at President Barack Obama's hiring reform and other things that are, in fact, within the executive branch's control, what do you think it can do to encourage those students of yours to, in fact, apply to government jobs, stick around and see if they can get them, and then those recent grads to stay in government? What's the next step that, you know, the executive branch can do?
Well, as I said, I think the Pathways program, or it's essentially three programs: the internship program, the graduate program, and a sort of newly improved PMF program, is a great step in the right direction, but it needs to be kind of set in an environment in which the agencies know that they have the funding to hire these people. So I think that the problem with it is, first of all, it's new, is that it's not going to work if, as happened last year, agencies often didn't know whether or not they were going to have the funding. Now, in my mind, I would see that you could also substantially expand the PMF program. It's a great program, but even at Harvard Kennedy School and at other, you know, top public policy schools, only maybe a quarter of the people who apply for the PMF program get in. And when I look at my students, we have about, say, I don't know, 80 a year who apply to be PMFs. And in my experience, maybe a good 50 or 60 of them are highly, highly qualified, but only maybe 25, you know, make it into the program. So, I mean, it's fine to have a competitive program, but I think that the PMF program could be, which has been a real flagship for the government for years, could be expanded further even than it has been.
Lots to think about.
I mean, the Pathways program is new, so we'll have to see how it goes.
Linda Bilmes is a senior lecturer in public policy at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. Thanks so much for joining us.